The bustle of the city. The roar of construction on the highway. And even your neighborhood can all become places of loud and annoying noises. But many people are choosing to embrace the sound, or rather, the science of sound. Thanksgiving Point recently opened up its newest exhibit, The Science of Listening. The exhibit lets guests of all ages explore the physiological process of hearing, speech, and communication through fun and unique hands-on experiences.
So we're standing right next to what looks like a giant metal bar that you're able to, that says pluck here. And essentially what happens when we pluck this is it starts to vibrate and it's on a chamber. And as I, it also has a bar where I can move that bar back. And as I move it, you can kind of hear. I'm changing the wave, changing the length of the bar while it's moving. And so I'm changing the wavelength. And that change in wavelength makes the pitch go up.
That's Thanksgiving Point's Vice President of Design and Programming, Blake Wigdahl.
One of the things we often do in our regular life is we take for granted the things that we have innately and we use every day. And one of these things, and listening in your sense of hearing is one of those. And this exhibit allows you to kind of step out of the natural world for a little bit and pay attention to one of your most important senses, which is hearing, and better understand it so that you can understand it better when you're moving through the world.
This hands-on exhibit is on loan from the Exploratorium in San Francisco. It features more than 30 interactive stations that kids can see, touch, and listen to.
My daughter was just saying before we came that she didn't want to go to the museum because it would be boring, because there wasn't going to be anything for her to do. So she got really excited when she could put her hands on there and see things.
Cynthia Newman is a mother from Salt Lake City who came to visit the Science of Listening. She says the exhibit helps children learn in ways they couldn't at school.
I think the best thing is that all the hands-on things that the kids can do, so they can experience sound in lots of different things, and they get excited because they can put their hands on it.
This hands-on learning approach may be the key to help struggling American students. A recent report by Harvard's Program on Education Policy and Governance found that American students are falling behind in the classroom. Among 49 countries tested, half of all foreign students tested better than their American counterparts in math and science. Blake believes the Science of Listening and exhibits like it can inspire the next generation of students.
We see our role as an informal science institution to really inspire that curiosity early on so that they pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. And exhibits like this really pique that curiosity and go, hey, I want to learn more about sound, or I want to learn more about light or some other sort of subject. And hopefully that curiosity leads to questions, which then leads them to science careers.
And it seems to be working. 12-year-old Preston Vrance from Grand Junction, Colorado, found himself learning and having fun at one of the stations.
I really like, this. You play the notes counterclockwise, and they keep on getting higher and higher, but then when you get to the same note, it's the same note, but it sounds higher, so.
Do you want to play it for me?
And this is the same note. So it sounds like it keeps on getting higher.
So it sounds like it keeps going higher and higher.
Okay, good, everyone. I'm glad you found yourself.
Whether it's learning about the science behind eavesdropping.
Can I tell you what I did last Friday?
I was waiting for you to tell me.
Why didn't you ask?
Or discovering how different animals hear. Thanksgiving Point's The Science of Listening exhibit provides an active learning environment for children and adults.
Hey, come out and check it out for yourself. This is an exhibit that is here for the year, but a year goes fast, and so definitely come out. One of the feedback that we get from a lot of guests is that they come out thinking they only want to come once, but they end up wanting to come again and again. So come out early, check it out, play, and you'll more than likely come back and engage, because each time you come, it's a totally different experience.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Stephen Tanner.